First pack of Me'ilah, fourth Mishnah. Ma'isa damim b'kodshim kodoshim l'hokil l'hachmer. Kodshim kalim kulim l'hachmer. The sprinkling of the blood in the base of Mikdash. B'kodshim kodoshim, like oila, chatos, oshim, and the like. The blood, spring of the blood causes certain kula, certain chumris. By kodshim kalim, the spring of blood only causes chumris. Keter. Kodshim kodoshim lifnei zrikas damim boilim. Be'imurim ubebasa. Kodshim kodshim, before the zrikas adam, you are moil if you were nenner from any part of the animal, whether the part that's burnt or the part that's eaten. Lachas zrikas damim, then you're moilim be'imurim, you're moil if you eat the fats that are going to be burnt on the base of the mizbeach. Be'imurim bebasa, but the basa, since it can be eaten, once it can be eaten, there is no me'ila. Even if it should be eaten only by Kohanim, other people that eat it will not be over Yisra me'ila, it will be over other Yisra. Al zeh ve'al zeh, chayim mishum pingin oisiv atomit. Both situations, he's chayim mishum, both of them, imurim and the boser, after the blood was sprinkled, he's chayim mishum pingin oisiv atomit. So the kitzur, there's one kula that comes out of the zrikas adam that the boser is, there's no more me'ila. Kodshim kalim, kulim l'achmer. They spring in the blood by kodshim kalim, everything is the kula, is the chumra. Keitzad, kodshim kalim, if neis rikas damein moilim loy bimurim loy bebosim. Before this rikas adam, there's no meal at all, whether he eats the meat or the fats. Achas rikas damein, once he sprinkles the blood, moilim bimurim, bimurim bebosim. Is a meal on the part that's going to be born in the mizbeach. Al zeveze, and both, after this rikas adam, both the fats and the meat, chayim alem isham pigal noisiv atomi, these three surim come into effect. Nimsa ma'isidam b'kodesh kodoshim l'hakel l'achmer. The sprinkling of the blood by kodesh kodoshim has chumras and kulas. Kodesh kalim kulim l'achmer. Kodesh kalim, everything is l'kula. It's l'chumra.